This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Groen Aspen Acres fire now stands at more than 74,000 acres. It forced the entire town of Colorado City and Pueblo County to evacuate last night. That's about 1,600 people. Police knocked on doors and bused many residents to an evacuation center in Pueblo. Denisha McKissick and her family and animals went to the Red Cross shelter.
The flames were just getting too close. We were ready to go, you know, the day before, but it's still just super devastating. We have our animals in the shelter, and they're all scared, and it was just such a hassle.
Her family evacuated with three dogs, three cats, and a snake. The pets had to go to a separate pet shelter. At least 5,000 people have been told to evacuate that fire. Fire weather conditions will continue to be bad overnight with 40-mile-an-hour winds in parts of the state. But tomorrow, a cold front is expected, and that could help firefighters. Here's Mark Winkowski, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pueblo.
The cold front will usher in a little better low-level moisture, mainly across the eastern plains, and at least bring in better conditions for the firefighters.
Much of southern Colorado and the western slope remain under a red flag warning until midnight. Meanwhile, late afternoon thunderstorms around Denver International Airport could cause some delays into and out of the area tonight. FlyDenver.com says security waits are around 48 minutes at both security checkpoints. That's 4 to 8 minutes. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 6:06.